Welcome back to the Afternoon Jams, brought to you by Mojo Radio, Big Rob.
Yes, sir. And
this next segment, we are highlighting black millionaires. No, power couples. People that's making, people that got the bag, brother. This is bag talk segment right here.
Got that big bag.
Yes.
That bag like Santa Claus.
You know, me and you, we talking about, you know, having a maybe a lemonade stand or, you know, having, going out and having people sleep in our backyard.
Right.
But when you, but when you get money, when you get real money, Rob, you go and own a RV resort.
You go buy a whole bunch of land and say it's going to be RV resort.
Yes.
You don't like it? Oh, well.
So in this segment of Black Millionaires, we want to welcome to the show Nathan and Alicia Lawson down in Alabama. How does Black Power Couple doing today?
We're doing great.
Thank you. How you guys? Oh, Blacktastic here. Great story on blacknews.com. Tell us about the journey to opening up the first recreational resort within walking distance of the NASCAR Talladega Super Speedway.
All right, I'll take the lead on that. You know what? It wasn't actually, the race wasn't actually on our brain when we bought this park. As far as, ooh, this is good for the race, you know, people and everything. We were out scouting the southeast area of the United States for a park. We've been to several different ones, checking them out and different things of that nature. And this one just, this particular location just came right, it hit our criteria as far as location. It's right off the highway. You got two exits. You miss one, don't worry about it. Next one still bring you right back to us, you know. And it was enough space to for two people to try to manage it. It might even still be too much, but so we're just to say, hey, you gonna do something? Just do it. You only live once. You know what I mean? So we just went for it.
Wow. Now, how long have you guys been open?
They're not open yet, Paul. They open on June 12th.
Okay. Go ahead, say, Mr. Lawson.
Yeah, I was going to say, we're not open yet. It won't be till June because we're still under construction. We got some guys out here working, putting in some labor, trying to help us get this thing together right now.
Wow. Wow. Yeah. How big is the resort?
We have about 13 acres.
Wow.
That's major. And I understand you guys have packages to join.
So we have, so like the gentleman was saying, June 12th, we started out with June 12th as our initial opening date because we'll be married almost 30 years, we've been married 30 years, June 12th. And so we started with that date, but we booked up within 2 days or 3 days. And then we got a lot of phone calls and people wanted to get involved. We got calls from all over saying, hey, you're booked up and we want to get involved. We opened it another weekend. We booked up fast on the third weekend of June. So we decided to open up every weekend in June and just celebrate our grand opening every weekend. Okay. So that's what we did. And that's how we came up with the month of June. We're making everybody who books at least 2 days, we're making them founding members. That means they pay no more than $40 a night when they book with us for life, starting July 1st.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, it is.
Now, why did you guys choose? I mean, I understand, you know, because it just fell in your lap, but y'all are by the Speedway. That's not normally where black people have resorts. What's going on with y'all, too?
Well, when we got down here, we had noticed that there's a lot of campgrounds. There's one right next to it. But they only open for the race. And, we thought, well, we want somewhere where people can come hang out on the weekend, every weekend if they need to get away. So that's where the name Time Away came from. You know, you did your 9 to 5 all week. You got your grind on. You can come down here and just get you a cocktail, sit down, smoke a cigar, and just take it all, take all that week off your brain so you can start your Monday back up with a fresh mind.
And to add to what he's saying, NASCAR, so we've gone to a race and we really, really enjoy it. We wanted to get to the experience first before we can describe it to others. So we wanted the real raw experience. So we go to the short track here that's just maybe 2 blocks down the road here, went to that first. and we really enjoyed ourselves. Then we went to the race. And when the realtor was telling us about, hey, you guys are real close to NASCAR, I can't really honestly say it clicked for us because we were really thinking about I guess you got to say our race. You know, we being Black, I guess we never really was introduced to NASCAR and racing. So It just went over our head. But then when we went to the race, we said, hey, I think we're about 5 minute walk from NASCAR. And I think, we need to take advantage of that, you know, or what does this look like? And how can we describe this to other Black people to get involved?
Now, I will honestly say, you know, when we were kids, you might have saw the race on TV and everything.
Right.
Nothing like being there. it's exciting. You know, it's hard to stay in your seat to watch that race live. You know what I mean? So I thought, you know, this is something we can't, you know, we're going to promote that as well with the park at this point, you know.
Well, why not? And you know how Black people are when we, I'm not talking about every Black person. I mean, some Black people, when we go to the movies and we're talking all the way through the movie, that's what you're going to do at NASCAR. You might have some people saying, hey, shut up, you know, because we were probably the loudest people. You know, 3,000 people there, maybe more, 40,000, I don't know. But we were the loudest people there because I guess it's just in our nature.
Right. Now, this June, something historical is also happening with Michael Jordan and Bubba Wallace, right?
Yeah, Bubba Wallace.
Yeah. So,
what is happening?
You know
there?
What? I know that Bubba Wallace is now a part of the sign on to Jordan's team, and so that's a big deal for the area. Now, Bubba Wallace has more funding to continue racing and do it big. And now we've had six people that are African American couples that have now that's small. We have 100 sites, but we're only doing 50 for the race. So we have six couples that will be going to NASCAR for the first time.
Wow.
So that's a start. And that's going to continue to grow as we grow.
See, fellas, this is where you get to Okoo's point. Do something different with your baby. You know?
Yeah.
Go rent the RV. If you don't own the RV, Big Rob own the RV. I don't. And I'm sure y'all do, Nathan and Lisa. But go rent one. I rented one before, and it was a great weekend. Yeah. Can you go fishing out there? You got any water out there?
They actually have a lot of fishing and a lot of water right here in the area. Not here at the property, but not far away.
Within right.
5 minutes. They you know, they have big fishing competitions down here every year. They have a state-of-the-art gun range that's probably 3 minutes away. State-of-the-art, large. It's huge. And you go 10 minutes away if you like the four-wheel drive or anything like that and go through some trails. They got a place called Top Trails.
Okay.
And then if you just want to go about 2 miles up the road and you ain't never driven a real military tank, $99, you can drive a real tank. All wow. this stuff is within 15 minutes or 10 minutes from where we are located.
Wow.
So
how can, you, go ahead, Rob.
Now, you guys don't sound like y'all from Alabama. Okay, where y'all from and why y'all moved to Alabama?
Well, we're from Ohio, Toledo area. And, again, we were just checking the southeast end of the corner of the country for a park to buy, rehab, do the same thing we're doing here. It's about those winters. It got cold. And, like now, I'm sweating.
Yeah.
Right now, I'm sweating. I just got to be honest, you know. And the weather's a little bit better. You get a little bit more, you know, blue skies and sun during this time of year. So it just makes it a little bit more pleasant.
Yeah, make that bank account. You make smile a little bit better, too. You look at that bank account. It's looking good. Sunshine is looking good. The wife looking
speaking
good.
Speaking of bank account. No, speaking of bank account, you still have, you know, Alabama does charge a 6% tax, lodging tax. Which is still, you know, I don't want to scare anybody away, but it that was new for us. But it's still, you know, with having the overall fun that you're going to have at Time Away RV Resort, it's definitely worth it.
Yeah. Wow. Now, so proud of y'all. What y'all been able to do.
What makes a husband go, baby, let's go buy a park? Brother, what was going through you? You really wanted to do something different, didn't you?
Yeah, I was trying to diversify our portfolio a little bit. Back in Toledo, we owned a few rental properties, and that's what I've been doing basically for the last 10, 15 years.
Wow.
And, you know, every time somebody move out, you got to go in, refresh the house for the new tenant to come rent or whatever. And I just kind of got a little tired of that. Right. Now, we still have rentals up there. We got great people living in the homes, no doubt about that. But, you know, the park was a lot. The idea of the park came up because, of course, we started camping ourselves going out. And then we thought about it. When we leave, we take the whole house with us. All they got to do is sweep off the site and let somebody else pull in and just keep it going.
Wow. Simple
so
setup.
That's
about. So before we go, give out the important information. How can people connect with y'all and find out more information?
Okay. So they can call. They can go to our website, www.timeawayrvresort, and they can call me. That's Alicia at 205-855-3033. They can follow our journey on Facebook at Time Away RV Resort. And that's a great, we have a great following because initially when we said we were going to do this campground, build a campground, we immediately got this big following. And so they've been helping us. I can throw a question out there today and I'll get answers. Hey, what should we do with the, water spigots, or how should we open the pool because of COVID? And those questions are out there and they'll come back. They'll call me and say, hey, Alicia, I think you should do this or do that. So we take a lot of suggestions and we appreciate it. So follow our journey on Facebook to get more information.
Now, if we don't own an RV, can we fly there and rent RVs? Is that possible?
Yeah,
it is. Actually, we've contacted by a guy that owns some RVs in the Atlanta area, and his service would actually deliver and set up the RV for you. So they'll already be here on the site when you arrive.
Wow.
And we plan to have cabins in the second quarter. So if this goes well, if all your viewers, if all your listeners come out here and support, okay, then if this goes well, we will be installing cabins on the second phase.
It's going to go
so
well.
That's what we are hoping for.
It's going to go well. That is a great idea. And I'm so proud to be in touch with y'all. And I'm looking forward to this. I might come down. It might be not be for the June 12th, but I got to get down there and enjoy that scenery. I was in the military in Anniston, Alabama, so I had great memories there.
Oh, wow.
Alabama. Thank you for your service, Nathan. I understand you was in the military.
Yeah, a long time ago. Appreciate you. Thank you.
Yeah, and thank you, Alicia. You are in the pharmaceutical business.
I was, yes, pharmaceutical and medical device sales. Did that for a long time, and they're just very happy to now really get more into just relaxing. We you might think this journey is a lot of work, but I'll tell you, it's a lot of pleasure, too.
That's good. That's good. I love it. I love it, Rob. This is good
yes,
stuff.
Yes, sir.
Well, thank yes, you. Sir. Thank you for taking our time to talk to a little of us and.
Here you go.
I love it.
You from Ohio now.
Right,
so
right.
Here you go.
But y'all from Toledo, so that means you guys are Detroit Lions fans.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
we party. That's our partying spot. We go there for shopping. We got all the Detroit fashion, all that. We do the two piece, all that stuff. We all into this. Fair Lane, all that. We in the mall. That's our place.
Okay.
<know?
laughs> All right, family. Thank you so much. Check them out. Go online. Time Away RV Resort. Google them. Follow them on Facebook, Instagram, and they have a YouTube channel. Continue to have a blackneficent day, okay?
Thank you. Thank you so much.
All right. Take care. Mm-hmm. Going back to my music, it's Afternoon Jams.